He been to Baton Rouge. He went to Baton Rouge with us, and he been out. He was out to the site with us about 2 weeks ago. All this gonna be brought up. So it's go. He said he's gonna bring it up.
The director's Mrs. Gray.
That's right. Now she was out to the site this morning, but she just as crooked as a snake. No, she don't know, because if she was for all us so saying together, she, they wouldn't have called in for another bus, would they?
Well, you couldn't like it.
No.
They had each bus about half full?
There's plenty of room for all of them. There's plenty of room for all of them. But they just wouldn't get on the bus with the colored folks. And then I think they went to Shreveport. I wouldn't go. And when they asked me about going to Baton Rouge about 3 weeks ago, now it'll be about a month this coming Tuesday, I told them I wasn't going. So she asked me why. I told them, I said, because the white folks don't want to ride with us, that's why. And I'm not, if they don't want to be with me, I don't want to be with them.
Do they have the same meals that they give everybody?
I don't know, because I hadn't been over to...
You're not going to Westminster?
I haven't been over there. I don't know what they get. I reckon so. I guess so. I don't know. Because, see, once while our food was coming from Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi. And it wasn't nothing but slop.
Who's just for the colored or for everyone?
Well, I guess they all is getting from the... Yeah, they all is getting the same from the same place. But we get our food now from the Civil Center thing. And it's much different, much nicer and everything.
Hmm.
That's right. Because we used to get cornbread from Mississippi, we couldn't eat it. We couldn't eat that bread. And so much of food, we'd have to throw away, we couldn't eat it. Mm-hmm. But now we get some good, nice, warm food. The plates is already fixed. You don't have to do nothing. But, well, you see how it was fixed, though. Mm-hmm. So,
do y'all have the same programs and things to do?
I don't know what the white folks do in Westmoreland. Sure
don't. I'd be pretty mad about that if I were you.
Well, it's a better day coming. You know, as I said.
You know, if y'all would all get together and file suit, like a class action suit.
Well, it's going to be something done about it, because when we was in Baton Rouge, it was one main talk from New York and it's one talk from Washington. There's a whole lot's going to be done about this. They told us in the song, say, just hold on. The whole lot's going to be done about it. But they just don't do us right, Lord. I don't know why they do us like that. I heard them. A white man said one time, he asked the colored man, asked him why was it they didn't like colored people. And he told him, say, well, if you ever had a cow and somebody would take that cow away from you, would you like it? See what I mean?
About
well, the white people, now what he meant by that, the people used to be slavery.
Uh-huh.
And Abraham freed the colored people. See, and they don't like it. I went to Mississippi. I saw where they sold the colored people there. I seen the block.
Over Natchez?
Right, Natchez, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest colored people is here. They were sold and brought here. All them old people were sold and brought here. And like a lady out there, today, you know, that old dark lady was sitting right in the front of me and you. She said her parents, you know, this wasn't their home. Well, all the old people you hear say this wasn't their home.